Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Well, I just did it 3 seconds ago, so let's see what happened. Well, there's a summary. I'm just going to cough for the whole previously on. Ready? Okay, I don't have that much coughing in me. Yeah, there's a summary of the previous whole part of the Bible, so that was useful. Especially since it was in the Bible, so... The book that I'm reading is summarizing the book that I'm reading now, like, 3 times, so... Cool, thank you. And, yeah, that's it. Yeah, Psalms. Okay, thanks as usual, Harley. Alright. Just blowing something out of my glasses. Okay, so we're on Psalm 109. Just gonna go right into it. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. Itch in my back. For they are, for my love, they are my adversaries. But I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. Satan, huh? When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds, and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend my mercy unto him. Neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to shew mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with a cursing like that, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shake their heads. Help me, O my Lord God, save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among his multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Oh, sounds like standard fare, you know. Do this to my enemies. So boring, sorry. Okay, I guess I'll just, my heart will go on. So we're reading through 118 today, so. Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore he shall lift up his head. All right, Psalm 111. That was a short one. Ooh, here, another short one. Doesn't matter how short they are. It'll all add up to roughly the same amount of text, since that's how I divided it up. I didn't divide it up by chapter. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will be forever mindful of his covenant. He hath shewed his people with the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment, and his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever, holy and reverend in his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Another short one. Here's 112. Ooh, another short one. I mean, we are going through 118, so there's... one of these will be long. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty among the earth. Upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion, and is righteous. A good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed and hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Ooh, another short one. I gotta take a quick water. So, this is more of just what will happen when he's... This person is telling, you know, I thought Psalter was someone who writes psalms, but I just read it in a different context. Like, I just read the word Psalter. Yeah, no, I'm totally wrong. Jeez, so I was using the word incorrectly. A Psalter is a volume containing the book of Psalms. So, never mind. Psalmer. What is one who writes psalms? I guess it's a psalmer. Yeah, well, I was using, I thought Psalter would be a cool form of that word. I kind of liked it, but you know, there you go. Yeah, I guess author. I'll just use the word author. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven, and in the earth, exclamation point, and in the earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, he always says it, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. All right, well, now we're on 114. Okay. One of these last ones is going to be long, I'm sure. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. Then the sea saw it. No. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs, and the little lambs eat ivy. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back, ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. All right, here's 115. Oh, yeah, this one's a little longer. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for the truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? Yeah, exactly. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they feedle not. No, they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Okay, 116. Guys, I'm just sorry Psalm sucks so bad. We're almost through it. We have, after this one, we have three more full episodes of Psalms. And then on the next episode, there's only two Psalms left. And then we go into Proverbs. So, yeah. We're getting close. Psalms is terrible. It's been one of the longest ones yet. See, what was the most episodes? Second Chronicles was a ton, or no, just both Chronicles. Both Chronicles together were way too many episodes, 15 episodes. But Psalms is 17. Yeah, so Psalms is the longest thing we've had to deal with yet, guys, so. Ugh. We'll get through it. We'll move on. This is the hardest challenge we've yet faced together. 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Yeah, I'm sure he has. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my Lord. O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and mine feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly am I thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Oh, 117 is two lines. 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Doesn't get much simpler than that, but in many ways, that's all you need. I mean, this is... The authors of these psalms, who are not called psalters, as much as I wish they were, is psalms and psalter like alms and altar? That'd be kind of funny. Really just saying that was enough. I mean, these psalms don't give you any proof of anything. They don't tell you anything that is interesting at all. They just say like, well, the Lord is so great to us, so make sure to praise him. And like, that's all, that last Psalm, Psalm 117, pretty much just, that summed them all up. And you don't need to write more than that, because either you're into this or you're not, you know? Anyway, all right. Last one, this one's a little longer, but man, this is a short episode. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them that fear the Lord say his mercy endureth forever. Okay, this is getting a little repetitive. I called upon my Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and it has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and thou art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is my Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath shewed us the light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Wow, and that's it. That's all, folks. I think the next episode actually is the long one somehow. So this was, wow, was this short. Okay. Let me think if I can say anything interesting to make this episode worth doing. Well, not really. I mean, Psalms is the longest piece of crap we've had to do yet, so I'm really losing patience with it. I'm getting through it, of course. But I've said a lot, you know, I've said a lot through the course of this, and I don't know that I could say anything that wouldn't just be repeating what I already said. I don't know. I don't get how anyone cares about these Psalms. They all say the exact same thing. They're not interesting, and that is what it is. I mean, what do these do? Do they do anything? Does anyone know? Do these Psalms, do they have a point? I mean, it sounds like they just are for worship. Like, oh, if you pray using these Psalms, then, you know, it's the right way to pray or something. I don't know. I don't know. I give up. I was trying to say, trying to think of something interesting to say, but there just isn't. It's not interesting. Okay, screw it. Yeah, for interesting things, listen to Atheistically Speaking. And I've got great shows lined up the next 2 weeks. I've got Noah. We talked about the Hobby Lobby court case in great detail. It's very interesting there. And then the week after that, I've got Cognitive Dissonance. And we just recorded a friggin' badass episode. It was really cool. We covered a lot of ground, and those guys are really thoughtful guys. And, you know, the three of us together, I mean, we just had too much we wanted to say, and I hope to get them back again soon, because that was really fun. So look forward to that, and check out that show. And of course, I'll always be here plugging away, trying to get through the Bible. But I just want to get to the New Testament, and just really, I'll be looking at that in more detail. And doing more analysis and actually being able to say something about it, I hope. So, all right, well then I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow, or next episode. Yep, that's it. See ya.